Want to catch up with the national pastime in a short time? Tune into the Morning Lineup podcast. Every weekday, in less than 10 minutes, we'll bring you all the wonderful...
He's done it again! See ya! A monster two-run home run!
All the wild...
Here comes Ramos! This game is over!
All the weird...
Contreras is chewing on the tape.
...that makes the MLB season special. Check out the Morning Lineup on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Still don't know how I feel about, although I know I need to let this stuff go, although I haven't had one in a long time. Still don't know how I feel about Wendy's making these changes to these Frosties.
What'd they do now?
Oh, they look like blizzards. They've mixed in.
Really?
Oh, yeah, they've mixed. They look like Sundays. They've mixed in. They've changed the whole game.
But the classic is so great.
I mean, I feel like they couldn't just hang in and stand around anymore. But I don't know how I feel about it. I don't know how I feel about it. It's just the Wendy's, the Frosty, that was just unique. Hold tight. Now they got one with chocolate.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Chocolate icing and strawberry ice. Looked like there was some cookies in it or something.
Don't do too much, Wendy.
Yeah. Just hang with them Frosty, man. Huh? Solid, man. Maybe I remember they went vanilla. That was cool. Now they really shot past it. Coming up behind us, as we do each and every single night, hand this thing off to Mark Vandermeer, John Harris. Texans All Access coming up behind us. Tougher Texans opponents this season. They'll discuss, is it the Cardinals? Is it the Raiders? I don't know. We'll see. Geno Smith, Kyler Murray, should be an interesting conversation. Both of those late games in the season. And then behind that, Area 45 live and local. Talk to our guys back there. Sean Bajani's back there. His guy is back there with our guy Chris. He'll be there as well. And Mr. Santiago. So those guys have it right after us. The best late night sports show in Houston, so stay tuned for that. They'll pick it up after the fellas get done at 6 o'clock with Texans All Access. Also, a little bit later on here in a bit, we will get T-Mill's best bets. We'll get the best bets. We'll get his best bets. See if we can start this thing off 64% to end last week. We'll see if we can go even bigger from the text line. Show you know Wendy's service lettuce wraps, burgers, any burger they have, you can get a lettuce wrap option. Yeah, seen that.
We're going to have a few of these moving forward. Maybe not Wendy's.
But. Saw them, and they made the shift on the Frosties. They really spun that around. They're looking like Sundays now. Thought the old regular old Frosty was just going to hold tight. But
didn't make it, huh?
No, they sat in there and had one of them focus groups that I used to be a part of, one of the focus groups, and said, let's do it. Let's do it, man. I'm telling you, man, they used to pay me $150. They go in. I remember Taco Bell. I got called to do a focus group. They were trying to do a new chicken dishes. New chicken dishes at Taco Bell. Paid me $150 to go in there and try it out. I thought it was a lot.
You thought you were going to hit the lotto. Huh?
Oh, man, I didn't think for sure. I was like, I'm about to get in here. Maybe I'll just eat me some tacos. Got in there, and they handed me an envelope on the way out.
Want to catch up with the national pastime in a short time? Tune into the Morning Lineup podcast. Every weekday, in less than 10 minutes, we'll bring you all the wonderful...
He's done it again! See ya! A monster two-run home run!
All the wild...
Here comes Ramos! This game is over!
All the weird...
Contreras is chewing on the tape.
...that makes the MLB season special. Check out the Morning Lineup on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Then I started doing that big time. Did one for Pizza Hut.
You had your client list, huh?
I did. They were calling me up, baby. I said, yeah, man, I'd knock it out.
What'd you help Taco Bell decide?
They were doing like a... This was way before they'd done like the cantina chicken or whatever.
Right,
there
right,
was
right.
some chicken. They were doing like a line of chicken stuff. So we were doing a lot of chicken quesadillas, chicken tacos.
What kind of feedback did you give them?
It's pretty good. I don't like this green sauce. I remember I didn't like this green sauce. This was 7, 8 years ago. I didn't like this green sauce, but
I was just sitting there saying,
he's selling the story like it was when he was 19. He saw 7-8 years ago.
Oh, I'm just saying, it was before I was here, man.
Your path?
I've known you for five now.
I'm telling you, 7-8 years ago, baby. Rolling in there. Yeah, man, get in there. Go in there about 11 o'clock. Get out there at 12.
Tell Courtney where you were going?
Yeah. Said, I'm trying to get her to get in there with it.
Get an extra 150.
That's 300 right there, baby. Where are we going tonight?
Shoot. That'd be a good night out, wouldn't it?
What are you talking about, man? Get in there is easy, boy. Shout out to Miss Anderson used to hook me up. I remember the one I didn't like, I had to do one for Hallmark cards. They had like a fake Hallmark store set up. And we had to go out. I had to walk through the halls and pick like the aisles and pick like the three best birthday cards for your mother. I'm like, man, I would lie on them bad boys on there to make sure I met the qualifications. Do you?
They need to do more groups because the cards, that may be the worst thing ever.
I was good. I mean, it was a buck, you know, 150, just handing it to me afterwards. But, boy, I was like, this is silly right here, man. Come on, man, give me the food. I remember. I did a Budweiser one, and they made us stay. We had to stay an additional
we had to stay an additional
hour or two.
Oh, okay.
after we did the tasting,
yeah, let that alcohol.
And I remember what it was. It was all of the it was the lemon, like the new, now they do it now, lime Bud Light.
Yeah,
they had an orange Bud Light. Have you had that one? The orange Bud Light. They had. There were all these flavors. They would make those. They had them all. Grape, cherry.
Which was your favorite?
The orange and the lime. And they're the ones that made it.
They both made it.
They made it.
Why didn't they just have like a breathalyzer and like, hey, before you leave, need to make sure you're under
0.08. I don't know. They probably wouldn't live in it. No, I'll just sit here 2 hours.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, even if you sit alcohol, it's going to take the alcohol a while to get into your system.
And now we did get paid a little bit more for that one. I was a little annoyed. Because, I mean, it wasn't nothing to get you drunk. I mean, it was literally like little bitty, like not even full cups.
Like a taste, yeah.
Yeah, like
a little mouthwash.
And we're just, yeah.
Well, thank you. I mean, I'm sure there's a lot of folks that need to thank you for that Bud Light Lime. I know a lot of I got an aunt, boy, she swears by old Bud Light Lime.
This could go right here.
Thank you for your service, Ron.
This orange, not bad.
Appreciate you bringing it to life, man.
Yeah, that Pizza Hut one, they were talking about this new family size box. It included like breadsticks and like it was a huge. I think they probably do sell it. It was a huge ass box. Like, what do you think about the box? Like, that was the part that was pissing me off. Like, man, why we got? Like, I had
depends
to talk
on about, what you put in it.
Well, I had to talk about the like the box, the
presentation,
the design art. I'm like, man, when are we gonna eat these damn cheese breadsticks?
When you gonna roll the buffet out here?
No, they sitting right there. We couldn't eat them yet. We gotta look at them. They sitting right there.
They're sitting, you gotta look at them.
Yeah, I'm ready. Kept trying to attack these wings here. Yeah, the box looks great. Hell with it.
They're over teasing you, huh?
Teasing me now, man. It was a good time though. All right, real quick, with the Hayden Wesneski news, he's gonna be out for the year. What did I call him?
I love when you call him Wesneski.
That was an offensive lineman. Hayden Wesneski. Wesneski, I think, played for Penn State and the Raiders.
I thought you get a little sideways with it.
For Penn State and the Raiders.
You've been doing one of them testings now?
I tried to, yeah. That's why they made me stay 2 hours. But Wesneski, he is out for the year, Tommy John surgery. Does this make you look with guys like Colton Gordon, Ryan Gusto getting starts? They just called up some lefty. Do you think this is causing you to think that Dana Brown may need to go out and get aggressive and make a move soon? Not just wait until the deadline here in July, but soon.
I don't know if aggressive is the way I'd put it. I think it's probably likely that eventually we'll have to. But I mean, no Wesneski. Don't know what the hell is going on with Spencer Arrighetti, even though I mean, pretty confident when he does come back and he gets ramped up, he's at least going to be a top five. The problem is you just don't have – you have zero insurance for if Lance McCullers doesn't pan out. You have zero insurance if there's any more injuries. And I'm talking about when Spencer Arrighetti's back, by the way. If there is an injury, you have zero insurance to get through 162. I think once you get to – the playoffs, I think you'll more than likely, knock on wood, barring injury, you would be in a pretty good spot with Hunter Brown, Framber Valdez, Spencer Arrighetti, Ronel Blanco, and then the wild card in the bunch being Lance McCullers. I mean, I think you can win playoff games with that. Yeah. Now we'll see if we can get that deep into this thing. And problem is, you got to chew a lot of innings up between now and then.
I just look at it last year, what they had. They had some issues, but you know, Spencer Arrighetti was starting to come on, and they still feel like, man, we got to go get Kikuchi. They ended up feeling like we had to go. We knew Verlander was coming back. They felt like, well, we got to go make a move. And
that's a good point.
I just wonder. Like, you just got, like, you know, Framber and you know Hunter, right? And I even think you probably have some kind of a feeling of confidence of what Blanco's going to do. But the rest, you know, Spencer Arrighetti, we'll see what he does in year two. But the rest of the guys are kind of up in the air. And then you don't really have a lot behind them, because I don't think you can depend on Luis Garcia and J.P. France, you know, that they are going to be options for you. Damn sure Christian Javier just started throwing the ball. So I don't know about that. So they may that may be something that they, I'm certain, are looking at right now. Obviously, outside of the damn Rockies and the White Sox, nobody's probably just out of it yet. So it may take a little time, but we'll learn over the next couple of weeks if they need to be aggressive to add a major player. All right, Tyler, let's get a little money here. Let's see if we can win some money here. Let's get your best bets for the day.
Let's do it. I got 5 baseball bets for you, just like I did on Friday, and we ended the week successfully. So let's start this week the right way. Got 5 bets for you, 3 of which do pertain to the Astros game tonight. Here we go. Royals at the Giants. I am on under 4 runs scored in the first 5 innings of that game.
Oh, love that. Chris Bubich going for the Royals, and then the Giants pitch well, too.
Yes, sir. Could be a pitcher's duel tonight. Then I got the Red Sox plus 1.5 as they host the Mets. And now your 3 Astros bets. I'm on the Astros at the Rays. No score for either team in the first inning. Mm. Even odds. I like that bet. Astros at Rays under 9 runs in this game tonight.
I like that.
And then the lone player prop for you, Jeremy Pena, the panty dropper, over 1.5 total bases for Jeremy Pena and the Astros this evening. Those are your 5 best bets. You love the first one. Any others?
You going to jump on that last one with him, Clinton? That seems like your range right now. That Jeremy Pena, 2-hit Jeremy Pena, day off yesterday. I know he came in and pitched it day off yesterday. That might be it. I like that one, too, the way he's going. It's hard. I like the Astros raise under 9 as well. So
let's go, then. Let's get it.
I think I'm going to sit tight tonight, boys.
Smart.
I got room for you.
Sit tight.
Man. I'm really believing you.
Astros under with Colton on the mound, on the bump.
You're right. He said, but the first, 9?
Scared money don't win money.
Yeah. Colton did shake himself out of a couple of jams yesterday. Or last game out. Clint, great job. Tyler, great job. I'm Ron. The show, as always, Houston. We love you, baby. And I know it's gonna be.
Yeah, yeah. I'm gonna try to get 240. If I can get sub 240, man, I'll be real happy with myself, Ron. I ain't been in them 230s in a minute.
Well, you can do that. You can do that. All right, I lied. I just didn't want to wear a jacket. It was hot.
Podcasting isn't just evolving; it's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The revolution redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because, like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.